All right. Hi, everybody. My name's Josh. I'm going to share a little bit about the journey that I've been on and what's happening with relational technology right now. So I'm coming from San Francisco today, but in 2011, I was in a different country every week that year. I was in the middle of about a 15-year journey working in global health alongside community health workers all over the world. And we were sort of a weird nonprofit tech company called Medic, building free and open source software for community health workers as they go door to door caring for their neighbors. That's sort of where I started, was software for community care, sort of software for community health. And then I realized that I wanted to do more work to realign power and stake in the world. And that tipped me into doing community organizing work. And doing it nationally. I was working with doulas in New Jersey. I was working with Uber and Lyft drivers forming a platform co-op in New York City. I was working with a credit union in Mississippi. I was working with black women who've self-organized walking groups in their neighborhoods all over the country. I was doing this work nationally, trying to do sort of overcoming collective action problems, I think is how I'd frame that. And then I looked across the street one day and I didn't know my neighbors. And most of them didn't know me. They didn't know how much I cared about them. I didn't know how much they cared about my kids. And like all of the reciprocity loops that I wanted in the world were missing. And they were missing for me and my kids and my nieces and nephews and my neighbors' kids. And then that felt off to me. Like I had basically been doing work globally and then nationally, and then it was time to work in my neighborhood. So that's sort of been my journey. And then this is where we started, and then I'll show you what's been unfolding. But we started, these are my two kids. We started with a free coffee and donuts hangout in my driveway, a little flyer. We put that in every like nook and cranny on the block that we could find, made sure everyone felt like they were invited. And then this is day of, like people showed up. And when people started walking down the street towards this hangout, I was like, are they coming? Are they coming? Are they coming? And every time they would, I would like cheer inside, you know, and a bunch of folks met each other that day who have like lived next to each other for 20 years. So it was really special. My parents who live in our in-law met other folks their age, and like that was mind-blowing for me. So things started to happen, and then we decided we would form a neighbor group to support each other and to plan our next party. That's like the intent there. And then as a technologist, I just sort of got curious. Can technology help us with the stuff that we want to do as a little micro community? And so I'll just show a couple of examples of what this has looked like, and I'll sort of carry on the story from there. So one thing we did was built a neighbor hub to essentially be the place where we could support each other and share resources. Then the best use case showed up pretty quickly, where we started planning our first block party. And this is now our celebration page. If you go to cozycorner.place, you'll see this is like a reminder of how awesome it was, because we're going to do it every year. But the use case here for me was actually giving people a role to play on my block. We made little jobs to do on the day of the block party. And about 10 people that I know signed up for jobs here, but 10 people I'd never met also signed up for jobs. And the day of was like... it was like, I don't even know what to say. It was like a community theater basically unfolding that day. So like at 10:30, John showed up out of his door to like play his role. He was like, I'm here. And I'm like, John, you're here. And it was really incredible. Like people really played a role. Then a few weeks later, an expert in disaster preparedness came through. It was like, what y'all are facing is the earthquake and tsunamis. And so we started to organize disaster preparedness ourselves. And then there's this one question that we came up with, do you want someone to come check on you after an emergency? And so now we're organized on the block between volunteers and folks who are needing check-ins. Then last weekend, we wanted a new onboarding experience for folks. So like, if you are new to the neighborhood, what is that like in a place? We wanted like the best possible digital experience for that. So you join the group, you get into the WhatsApp group, but you also get access to our neighbor coupons. These are things we're really happy to offer you as a neighbor. Like come try out some bikes, talk to us about preschools. We're here for that. So it's like a list of things. And y'all can see this if you want to see it. It's all live. And then the next thing that we like discovered hanging out with each other was that there's a lot happening in our neighborhood, but there wasn't a place to find out about all those things happening. So we created OuterSunset.today as basically our like neighborhood-wide hub. And this literally shows what is happening across about like 20 chalkboards and sites on a given day, like today. And then it lets you add stuff to your plan and share it with your friends. And then it tells you, there's like a couple of spots like Arizmendi where there's like a daily pizza menu and everyone in the neighborhood is like finding this nook and cranny of this website to find this particular menu. And so we're just putting it on our dashboard. It's awesome pizza. It's so good. And it changes every day. And you got to know. So like, it's just sort of like the things we got to know show up on this dashboard. So it's been really helpful and fun. Then a group of us got together. Someone bought up like extra party supplies for their kid's birthday party. They wanted to make sure that every family knew that they were happy to share those supplies for those kids' birthday parties. So we created communitysupplies.org and we're just like in each other's garage is giving ourselves like a hard time, like, can I scan this thing? Can I scan that thing? Like getting our stuff into this sharing system. Made a little thing that makes fun illustrations out of the things that we upload. And yeah, just trying to make sharing and being together and sort of, make technology a tool that supports our lives rather than someone else's world domination play. So basically, yeah, technology as a tool, I think, is what this is about. And then, yeah, I'll just sort of name four departures from normal tech that I'm experiencing here. One departure is the purpose, like just to kind of double click on that. The purpose is to reconnect with people around us and cultivate our relational soil where we are. The process is really different. Like I'm used to spending most of my time raising money or pulling teams together to try to build something. I now spend most of my time in community. And then late at night, we ask the thing to execute for on that vision. So that's been really a big shift for me. And then the math, you know, I'm used to like the smallest team possible building for the most users possible. That's like the success math in Silicon Valley. The math for this is more like 1 to 10 or 1 to 100. And it's not 1 to 10 like builder users, it's versus users. It's 1 to 10 like initial instigator and then co-creators who are like in it with you. And then the last thing I'll share is like, you'll hear from other folks in the room, but we are like meeting each other across neighborhoods in San Francisco, but also the country, and like very excited about what other people are building and doing, and we're sharing and remixing each other's stuff. So you'll hear from other folks in a second. For me, the vision is millions of people building what they need where they live with people around them. And mission at the Relational Tech Project is to support those people in doing that. I'm gonna go through a lot of this really quickly because I wanna hear from everybody else, but basically, if this is interesting to you, you will not be alone. There's a network of us that are emerging and super excited to meet you on any given day. And we kind of view this as part of a bigger project of belonging. Our work here is about finding not just product market fit, but people community fit and having more of us experience that. So we think the more that we belong as ourselves, the better situated we are to belong in pairs, the better set up we are to belong in small groups, in our neighborhoods, sort of in the world together. So I'm gonna pause there, because there's so much more, but thank you all for the time. Cool.